You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! George Washington. When someone great leaves a job, people say the next person has big shoes to fill. Well, that was certainly true of George Washington in at least two ways. The first way is because he actually wore big shoes. He was over 6 feet tall, and he wore size 13 shoes. The other reason is that he was exceptional in many ways. As a child, he learned to survey land. Before maps and Google Earth, land surveyors measured and marked borders for property. He enjoyed this work, and he understood how it would help as colonists moved west. Later, in his early 20s, Washington fought in the French and Indian War. This gave him firsthand experience with war, and that helped him later on, too. After that, he ran a successful plantation. It is important to note that most of his workers were enslaved people. Although owning people as property is criminally inhumane, it was something that was common at this time. All of these early life experiences prepared him for the leadership roles he later accepted. George Washington is called the Founding Father because he helped form the United States of America. He successfully commanded the Continental Army against the British in the American Revolution. His strict discipline and confident leadership were admired. After that, he helped create the U.S. Constitution and become the first president of the United States in 1789. Some colonists liked him, and some did not. Disagreements were focused on foreign wars and taxes, and that divided the nation into two different political parties. In this time in office, Washington started presidential traditions that remain today. The inaugural address and the State of the Union speeches are examples of what he began. His speech, at the beginning of a second term, was only 135 words. Sadly, short presidential speeches did not become a tradition. President Washington is still celebrated in many ways. Washington, D.C. was named in his honor, and he remains famous for his farewell speech, highlighted in the musical Hamilton, and in paintings, crossing the Delaware with his soldiers. Streets, colleges, towns, and babies are named after him. There's even a 60-foot granite carving of his face in South Dakota. Good thing they didn't carve his whole body. The shoes would be huge.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!